Okay, Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We're in Masachet Yevamot, Daf Mem Bet, Amud Bet, at the two dots near the top of the Amud, and continuing on our analysis of Mishnah Yod, which we began in the previous podcast, and that analysis will be completed in Yiras Hashem in this podcast. The Mishnah stipulated that the din of Havchana, or of Hamtana, of having to wait 3 months, applies to Betulot and Beulot, Arusot and Nesuot. It seems to be a little bit of a redundant term. And therefore, the Gemara asks, Heinihu betulot veinihu arusot, heinihu beulot veinihu nesuot. How do we distinguish between betulot and arusot? Generally, our understanding is that a woman before she is married is a betulah, and once she's a nesuah, she is no longer a betulah. So, Amri Yehuda Achi Gemara, achat betulot v'achat beulot, whether or not they are betulot or beulot, meaning that they were at any point married, Shenit armalu or shenit garshu bein mina irusin bein mina nesuin. So even if you have somebody who was never married, had kiddushin, and was widowed or divorced at that point, or if you have somebody who was married and then married again and had kiddushin again, and from that kiddushin, which means she was nit armala minha kiddushin, but she was a beula. Now, in any of those cases, we still say you need 3 months. Good. Now, Rabbi Elazar lo alav midrasha. One time, Rabbi Elazar didn't come to the Beit Midrash. Ashkechel Rav Asi. So he found Rav Asi. Amar le, my amar abon Beit Midrasha. So what did I miss? What did they say in the Beit Midrash? Amar le achi amar Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yochanan, your colleague, Rabbi Elazar, this is 3rd century in Tveria, said that halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. If you recall, Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah said, like Rabbi Yehuda, that somebody who is coming from a relationship of Erusin may marry immediately, and somebody who's coming from marriage may have Erusin immediately. And Rabbi Yossi just added one other piece, which is that an Almana has to wait because of Avelut. Now, which we're going to deal with at the end of our Sugya. Michlal v'yichidah poligale. So obviously that means that it's not Rabbi Yossi against the Rabbanan, but it's Rabbi Yossi against one authority, which is why we rule like Rabbi Yossi. There's a general rule that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, among those four, some halacha always follows Rabbi Yossi if it's one-on-one. On the other hand, whenever it's Yachid v'Rabim, we rule like the majority. So if Rabbi Yochanan says halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, it must be that the opposite number in our Mishnah is not the consensus of the Rabbanan, but it's one individual. So it's true. V'atanya harem, shaita ridufa lelech lebeit avia. Let's say there was a woman who was always at her father's house, O Shahayala Kasve Bala, or she wasn't getting along with her husband, Shala Vala Khavushve Tasurim, her husband was in prison, O Shia Bala Zaken, or her husband was too old to have relations, O Chola, he was sick, O Shaitahi Chola, or she was sick, O Shipila, or she already had a miscarriage, a Harmitat Bala, and her husband died. In other words, all of these are cases where it's not possible for her to be pregnant from her husband. O Shaita Karal, that's so we knew she was barren. O Zakena, she was after menopause. O Ktanar, she was too young. O Ilonate, somebody who was an Ilonate, we know what that is. O Shaina Ruyalilate, for some other reason, she's not someone who's capable of having of a child. Nonetheless, Tchichalam Tim Gimel Chodashim. Nonetheless, she has to wait, which means that the blanket rule of Hamtana is clearly, these are examples of that. Diver Reb Meir. So now we see that our Mishnah is authored not by the Rabbanan, but rather by Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, matir le'areis v'danase miyad. Rabbi Yehuda, and we have to say Rabbi Yossi also, allows erusin and nisuin immediately. As the Gra points out, the Girsa in Masachet Tubot here is that Rabbi Yossi matir, but either way it's the same thing, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi who agree in our Mishnah say that in such a case you could have erusin and nisuin immediately because there's no possibility that she's pregnant, there's no din of Amtona. So the real machloket or mayor and his colleagues is whether Hamtana is a blanket rule or it's a rule that only applies where it should apply. Now, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's part one. Chia bar Abba, chazab Rabbi Yochanan. So Chia bar Abba then testifies that Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. And said, Halacha follows Rabbi Meir, Hamtana applies all across the board. Now, Rabbi Yosef, I hadarbe, mimanitin the charma hadarbe. Rabbi Yosef says, if he really did change his mind, I'll tell you why. Because, in other words, he's saying we have conflicting reports about whether he changed his mind. But if it's true that he changed his mind, it's because there's a braita that was taught in the Kerem. Kerem here being Kerem B'Yavne. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho B'Yochanan Bruka. Shamati picha chamim the Kerem B'Yavne. In Kerem B'Yavne, which is immediately after the Churban, when the rabbis assemble, actually the truth is that they reassembled in Yavne in the 2nd century. under the leadership of Rabbi Yehuda, Kulan Tzrichot Lahamtin Shlosha Chodashim. And that is a braita without any machloket. Everybody agrees, three chodashim. And now we're going to get into some of the mechanics of this problem. Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Zika. He either the coming to Rabbi Avahu, Ramile. So he said, when you go to Rabbi Avahu, Israel Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, bring him this following contradiction. Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yosi. You said that Halacha, that Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha Rabbi Yosi. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, we have a very famous statement of Rabbi Yochanan, we've encountered numerous times. Halacha k'stam Mishnah. The Halacha follows a stam Mishnah. And after all, the stam opinion in our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah says, in the Stam presentation, without any attribution, although we claimed it was Rebbeir, that Hamtan applies to everybody. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that? Somebody throws an argument out like that, isn't paying attention to anything. It means he doesn't know what he's doing. Why? Stam b'charkach machlokeri. Because when did Rabbi Yochanan say Halacha k'stam Mishnah? When there's a stam Mishnah, and there's no other opinion mentioned afterwards. But here you have what's called stam b'chakach machloket, meaning an unattributed Mishnah followed by an explicit machloket. Ve'ein Halacha k'stam. And whenever Rebbe organized the Mishnayot in such an order where he first put the stam and then followed machloket, that proves that the stam is not the accepted halacha. The Amar Papa, and here we go. Vitam Rabbi Yochanan. Here are the rules. And Rabbi Yochanan himself said machloket v'chakach stam if you have presented in the sequence of the Mishnayot. A machloket, opinion A, versus opinion B, and then a stam, which substantiates, let's say, opinion A, halacha k'stam, so that's the halacha. Stam v'chakach machloket, if you have a stam Mishnah, and then a machloket, in which some disagree with that stam Mishnah, and halacha k'stam. So even our Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't follow the stam Mishnah when it is followed by a machloket. Now, we have a little further development in this. Rabbi Avahu was leaning on the shoulders of Rabbi Nachum, his servant. So as he was walking, he was asking halacha. Balmine asked him, machloket v'charach stam mai. So what's the din when you have a machloket followed by a stam? Amarle halacha k'stam. We follow the stam. Stam v'charach machloket mai. Amarle en halacha k'stam. So we just had that. Now, he continues. Stam and the matnitin machloket the bebraita. So let's say that the Mishnah is stam, but there's a braita that has a machloket. My, malei halacha k'stam. That's very easy because Rebbe presented the unattributed opinion in the Mishnah, left the braita out because they're rejected opinions. So the machloket and the braita is disregarded. But now let's try this. Machloket matnitin is stam and bebraita. My, what if you have a Mishnah which has two opinions and there's no decision made in the Mishnah? And then a braita which represents one of those opinions and disregards the other. Do we follow that stam braita? And the braita is unattributed. Obviously, Rabbi must have taught that braita because Rabbi Chia, the official anthologizer of the braitot, got it from Rabbi, his teacher. He wouldn't have made it up himself. So therefore, this stam braita, which Rabbi, for whatever reason, decided not to include it in the canon, nonetheless is an authoritative braita taught by Rabbi Chia. And therefore, it must indeed be the case. Now, is it really the case that halacha k'stam Mishnah, when there's no machloket around? V'hatanan, Amarli v'hatanan, watch this. We have a Mishnah in Kelim. We're not going to spend much time on the Mishnah itself because the details are very distant from the issues of Yibum. But just for the mechanics of it, nan masreik shel pishtan, if you have a comb for flax, you need lushinav. And all the basic rule here is that any kli that is no longer usable for its original purpose is not mekabel tumah. So if you have a comb and all the teeth are gone, v'shtaru bo shtayim, but there's still two teeth left, tmeyot, that's tame. V'achat tahora. But if there's one left, then it's tahor because it can't be used anymore. Kulan sheilu achat achat b'fnei atzman, but if they were taken one out at a time, tmeyot. Now, shel tzemer, if it's a wool comb, shenidlu shinav, achat b'bentayim, every other tooth was taken out, tahor. Ishtairo, give him a koma chab. If three were left in a row, tame. Then it could serve its purpose. Aitachi tona achat mihen, tahor. But if one of these three was the external one, the one at the edge of the row, which isn't really used as a tooth, then it's tahor, which means you only really have two there. Ilushtain vasa'an lamalkait, if the two were taken out, but you turned it into like a makeshift comb of some sort, tmeot. Achat vitkin alanero lemituach tmeya. If you even had one tooth, and you were able to use it for something else, like as a wick or something, then it's tameh. The kaimalan, then alachakot tamishnah. That's all we really care about. Here we have a stam mishnah, goes into all these details about how many teeth are missing from the comb, at what point it's considered tameh, what point it's considered tahor. And we know that we don't paskal like the mishnah. So Amar Lei, so his answer was bar mina de'ahi. Yeah, that's the one exception to our rule. All right, and this was what Rabbi Avahu said back to Rabbi Nachum, right, when he was leaning on him and going over this discussion. He said, that's the one exception why. De Rabbi Yochanan Virash Lakish Tamar Tavayu Zu Eina Mishnah. They said this is not a real legitimate Mishnah. My time up. Amar Avuna, we have several explanations. Avuna Bar Manoach, Mishmei de Rav Idi, Berei de Rav Ika, Mishum de Kasha Reisha L'Seifa. Because there's a contradiction within the Mishnah. Tani Shel Tzemer Shin Dushin Avachat Meitayim Tahor. We said with a wool comb, if every other one is missing, it's Tahor. Hani Shtar Ribo Shtar Makom Achad, so it sounds like if there's two in a row, it's Tamei. V'hadar Tani Shtar Ribo Gimel Tamei, then it said if there's three in a row, it's Tamei. Gimel In Shtayim Lo. So obviously only three makes a Tamei, not two. Man, not Tamei, but Mekabel. Umay Kusha, who says that's a problem? Dilma habig vaita habig brita. Maybe two in a row in the middle are good, and three in a row on the outside row, or the outside of the comb, the edge of the comb, are what make it good. So that's not a contradiction. Elamehachai, this is the problem. Tani, chuajin luachar achat mifnei atzman tmeot. If you take one out at a time, that's tamei. Gav delo itkina, even though you haven't fixed, used them for anything. Ema seifa achat vitkina lener lemituach tmeya. And then we said, if you take one out and you use it, make and kind of remold it so it can be used for something else, then it's tamei tkina, you know, tkina lo. So obviously you have to refix it. So Rabbanu, my kusha, that's not a problem. Dilma habekitayu, habalokitayu. If they're sitting in the hold in the base of the thing, then you don't have to be matkin. If they're not in the base, then you have to fix something else to hold it with. Good. So Papa, my kusha, he said it's also not a problem. Dilma habekatinta. Habalimta, then maybe there's different kinds of combs. Right? A smaller one, a bigger one. El Mishum de Masaimi Ba, the reason that we reject this as a Mishnah, or as a Stam Mishnah, is Masaimi Davkani, the people are very, very careful about transmission of the Mishnah, end up by saying, Zudiver Rabbi Shimon, say that the entire Mishnah is not a Stam. The Mishnah is attributed to Rabbi Shimon, which means, by the way, this is not an exception to the rule. It follows the rule. This is not a Stam Mishnah, so it's not even within the parameters of the rule. Okay, good. That's the end of that discussion. What we have here is the basic rule that whenever we have a stam followed by machloket, the stam is not the halacha, or not necessarily the halacha. Machloket followed by stam, the stam is the halacha. If we have a stam in a breita, that can also finalize the word, because the breita also, we assume, was approved by Rebbe. Good. Now, we go back to our issue of hamtana. Shalach Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Ma'arsin Toch Gimel. He said you're allowed to get engaged within 3 months, which means you pass on like Rabbi Yossi. V'chein Osim, Ma'aseh. And indeed, I've seen Chachamim do this. V'chein Rabbi Lazar Melamdeinu Mishim Rabbi Chinina Gadol. Right? And now, he taught a little differently. Rubo Shal Rishon, V'rubo Shalah Shlishi, V'amsa'i Shaleh. And it's not true you can get married right away. You have to wait a majority of the rest of the month that you're in, a full second month, and then a majority of the third month, so then you can get married, which means you could be married after approximately 61 days. Amemar, Shara Liaris Biyom Tishi. Amemar did not accept Rabbi Yossi, he accepted Rabbanim, but he said you could have the Erusin on the 90th day, and you don't have to wait a full 90 days. Amar Lavashi Lamemar, Ha Rabbi Shmuel, the Ritavayo Tzichel, and Tin Gimel Chanachim, Chutz Miyom Shemeit, Vav, Chutz Miyom Shinidar Sebo. Rabbi Shmuel said you have to wait 3 full months besides the day of death and the day of Erusin, which means you can get married only on the 91st day, Erusin. So the answer is, that's not a 3-month thing, that's a 24-month thing, which is the minute a woman gives birth, you have to wait 24 months of nursing, and there's a 3-month machloket about how we count the 24 months, solar months, lunar months, plus something. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Dorei Tavayu Tzichel Amtin Chavdal Chodesh Chutz Miyom Shenolad Bo VeChutz Miyom Shintar Sabo. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel, we're not talking about the 3 months for Amtana, but the 24 months to allow her to nurse before she married somebody else, and that's 24 months besides the day in which the child is born, and the day of the Erusin. Vahahu de Abad Surat Erusin Biyom Tishim, Vahapsa de Ravala Sudate. So, how can a Mamer say that you're allowed to have Erusin on the 90th day? Rava fined a fellow and made him lose his entire feast that he made on the 90th day for his, evidently for his daughter, for his son. Hahu Sudat Nisuin Havai. The truth is, that was not a Sudat Erusin, that was a Sudat Nisuin. For that, you have to wait till the 91st day. So now the sugya summarizes. Indeed, when it comes to nursing, you have to wait 24 days, 24 months, plus the day of the birth, plus the day of the engagement. So indeed, as the retraction of Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbanan, and we say you can only get engaged on the 91st day. Okay, so now we gave one exception. The rest of our sugya is really going to be devoted not so much to issues of Yibum or Haptonah, but to issues of Avilut. And that's why there's very little on the page about this, is that Rabbi Yossi, at the end of the Mishnah, said that an Almanah cannot have Erusin because of Evil, because of Avilut, because her husband died. So now, Achista, Kal v'chomer, this doesn't make sense. In a circumstance where you're allowed to do kvisa, which is, you're not allowed to do kvisa. You're still allowed to have erusin. We'll see what that is. Certainly, if you're allowed to do kvisa. Now, what's kvisa? Kvisa, we're going to judge you as being sort of relatively amateurish laundry, as opposed to gihutz, which is a professional job. So Mahi, this is something we said in Moin Katan and Tanit. Sorry, Tanit. Nan Shabbat Shachal Tisham Ba'av V'Tocha, the week of Tisha B'Av, Asur L'Saper U'Lechabes. You're not allowed to do Kvisa. U'Chamishim Utar Meikvod Hashabbat, except for Thursday. Tanya Korom Azman Azeh Ha'Amim Ma'atin Biskeim Li'Sam Li'Ten Li'Vnon Mintoah U'Me'Arsin. All right, but before that time, people stopped doing a lot of business. In other words, from Rosh Chodesh or a little bit before the Shabbat, the week of Tisha B'Av, they minimized their business. And they minimize building, etc. Me'arsin, but they're allowed to have erusin. Avalokonsin, venosin sudat erusin. But you can't have a marriage, and you can't have a big feast for the erusin. You could do erusin. Kitanya yi korem de korem. So that's the answer is, the erusin you're allowed to do before that earlier time. But when you're not allowed to do kvisa, you're not allowed to do erusin either. Amarava also means your kavachomer is busted. So we said before the week of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do a lot of business, but you're allowed to do erusin. So this woman who during Shloshim, by the way, she's allowed to do kvisa. This woman who during Shloshim is allowed to do business. And certainly should be allowed to do erusin. So let's read the Mishnah differently. We're going to read the not that Rabbi Yossi says all women may get engaged except for an almanah because of avelut. Ela'ema kol anashim yinasu. What he means is that all women may get married except for an almanah because of avelut. That we'll all agree that during shloshim he can't get married. A woman certainly can't get married during shloshim. Velate le Rabbi Yossi lahavchin. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't accept that you need 3 months for avchana. So late. You're right. He doesn't have. He doesn't accept that. It's a little bit difficult. Okay, good. He does accept the 3 months. What he means is that anybody who's an arusa can get married immediately, which means arusa, and she was divorced. So there's no avelut, and there's also no concern about pregnancy. But an almanah cannot. And he's exactly the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda also said that anybody who is grusha mina irusin can have marriage immediately. No, the answer is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a nesua, somebody who was nesua, could have irusin immediately. And according at this point, Rabbi Yossi would say not. Rabbi Yehuda said a nesua muter le'ares. Rabbi Yossi said a nesua asura le'ares. Sorry, Rabbi Yossi said a nesua asura le'ares. You can't say that. He said any woman can get engaged immediately except for an almanah because of avelut, which means if a woman is married and then got divorced, she can have erusin immediately, according to Rabbi Yossi. And by the way, how long does she have to wait? Not 3 months, but 30 days for avelut. And he agrees, certainly, that everybody has to wait 3 months before nisuin. So han mai kushya. So what's the problem? Elam midiktani Rabbi Yossi or Merkel Anashimit Arsu. If you're going to say, because that the Rabbi Yossi said here, all women can get engaged. Mieli money didn't do. Kimna bat rusot grushot inasu. So why is that any stronger? We said as a potential temporary explanation of the Mishnah that it's referring to arusot grushot and not almanot. Chachamim call arusot grushot inasu. So maybe the Brayta means the same thing. I'm on the seifa. The answer is the end of the Brayta is helpful. Diktanim chulan lo inasu chulin gimel go chodeshim. In subi rulo dulo dulo. They can't get married. Ha'it rusi shapir dami, but they are allowed to have erusin. Right? So the answer is Amarava Tari Tzvei Machi. Read the bright as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Arusot Grushot Yinasu. All Arusot that are divorced can get married immediately. Chutz min Almana. An Almana can. Mnei Ha'evu. Chama Evu Shalash Toshim Yom. Right? That's 30 days. Unesuot Lo Yitar Suat Shilan Shtosha Chodashim. The married ones have to wait for 3 months. The Almana Mina Erusin Mi La'evu. Wait, time out. You're telling me that we're talking about an arusa. So you're saying if she's a grusha, she can have nisuin, she can have erusin right away. But if she was an almana, she has to wait. Since when does a woman who was only betrothed have avelut for her fiance who died? If a man is not a kohen, is not mitame, and any man is not onen for his fiance, v'chein hi lo onen v'lo mitama. And the same thing, she, if her fiancé dies, right? Meta eno yorsha, metu govek tubata. So she does collect the ktubah, but if she dies, he doesn't get the yerusha, goes back to her father's family. Right? Ela tanoi, the answer is we have to go back to the issue where we started, which is the week of Tisha B'Av, which was our counterproof, because there you were not allowed to do kvisa, but you were allowed to have erusin. And the answer is a machloka tanaim. From Rosh Chodesh Av until the Tisha B'Av, they don't build, they don't do a lot of business, they don't have erusin or nisuin. And during the week of Tisha B'Av, more intense, asur l'saper, to take a haircut, u'lechabes. Right? Yesh omrim kol ha'chodesh asur. The famous opinion of Gamliel, the whole month. So you see here, by the way, that you're not allowed to have erusin then. So erusin is more chamur than kibbutz, which means it makes a lot of sense that even during shloshim, an almana min hanisuin is allowed to do kfisa, which is not allowed to do erusin. Right? Now, wait a second. Maybe that last ruling you just read about the 9 days, about the beginning of Chodesh Av, it's not about actually accepting Kiddushin, but it's about making the feast. Halei Reis Shapir Damim. Maybe accepting Kiddushin is okay. So Yachin Elisa Linase Nami Lemiavid Suda Nisuin Hudasur Elisa Shapir Damim. So you're going to say also the same thing, that women don't get married. That only means the wedding party, but they could have an official Nisuin. Achiyashta, that doesn't, no, you can't compare the two. Bishtoma Nisuin Belo Suda Ika Simcha. Nisun below suda ika simcha, erusin below suda ika simcha. See, the problem is you can't have nisun even without the feast, because there's inherently there's simcha there, the chuppah, the shavu bracha. But the erusin you could certainly have during any period even of mourning, because without the suda there is no simcha to. Alamar Rashi shani avelu chalasha me'avelu shana v'shani avelu turab me'avelu diachid. Rashi gives what is the final answer here. He says as follows. Avelut of the 9 days is what we call Avelut Yishana. So it's presented to us in Masachat Tanit. It's developed much greater detail by the Ramban in Torat Adam. But the Avelut of Tisha B'Av is both Avelut Duravim and Avelut Yishana, which, perhaps oddly enough, is more lenient. And therefore we'll say that Erusin could be Mutar then. But Avelut of an individual, which is Avelut Chadashav, somebody who's just died, not a commemorative Avelut, is much more harsh. And then, therefore, we say, for the first 30 days, don't accept Erusin. And therefore, we're willing to have it be a little bit more stringent. And therefore, your Kal Vachomer for 9 days is not really an appropriate one, because we're talking about two different systems, ones that can't be compared to each other. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi's position still stands. We read it the way we originally read the Mishnah, which is that Rabbi Yossi says any woman who was married and then is not married anymore can have Erusin right away, except if she became unmarried as a result of becoming a widow, in which case she has to wait 30 days because she's not allowed to have Erusin during the period of Avilut. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.